Welcome back again. The topic in this sub-session is marketing for peace. Okay? So have you heard about marketing for peace? Okay, basically marketing for peace is kind of a stand for very important factors, which they are, okay, the product, place, price, promotion. Okay, these are all, you know, marketing for peace. Well, if we have great idea, if we have a very strong concept about those four P's, then you are able to have a great marketing decision. Okay, this is all about the marketing effort. Okay, let's begin with the product first. Product. So what is the product? You know, good product are the key to success. You know, product is also service, product and service. Good product or good service is the key to success. If you don't have any good product or good services, you cannot be successful. It's pretty obvious, okay? And then good product or services help business connect with your consumers. If you have a great product or services, then consumers come to visit you, okay? And you can easily connect with consumers. But if you don't have good product or services, then nobody visit you, okay? And you cannot meet your consumers. So the most important thing is you need to provide very clear value proposition, okay? Do you remember what value proposition is? Value proposition located in the consumer side, okay? So the consumers perceive the very something valuable from your service and product, okay? So the value proposition is kind of a very unique selling point that will be used to differentiate your product and service from your competitors. So basically, your value proposition and your unique selling point, you know, make your product remarkable and great. Okay, I will give you an example. Let's look at the Dropbox. Do you know what Dropbox is? Yes, it is an online storage service, right? Then, you know, when Drew Houston explained this concept to the investors, then investors asked him, hey, you know, how many online storage services out there? And then Drew Houston said that, yes, I know. Then the, you know, investors asked again, then why we need additional online storage services? Then Drew Houston replied to the question, okay, then why you don't use online storage service? None of you guys probably don't use online storage service. Why? Because, you know, it is very difficult to use them. Okay, so my service is to simplify the whole process of using, you know, the online storage services. You just click your file and drag file and just drop your file into our service, Dropbox. So that's why I made the name of the Dropbox. Then the investors understood right away. Then they decided to invest the money into the Dropbox service. Okay, so what makes Dropbox remarkable? Okay, if the consumer use the Dropbox service, then they gain, you know, the kind of new value that never existed before. What are they? Okay, it's an easy way to syncing file and collaborating with others and backing the file. Okay, easy way is very important, very important. Okay, and the quality, yes, it's quality already proven, and usability is user friendly. So that's why these factors, you know, made Dropbox remarkable. Again, you know, marketing for P, one of the most important P is product. You should prepare great product with very clear value proposition. I will give you another example. Okay, let's look at the Instagram. You know, many of you guys already use Instagram. Then why you use Instagram? Because you perceived some unique value when you use Instagram. So what makes Instagram remarkable? Okay, so there is a visual storytelling. When you use Instagram, and visual storytelling possible. And also, you can experience increase in community involvement. Okay? Then you can attract many, many fans. If you have many fans, then you can make money from your fans. This is a monetization opportunity. Okay, these types of values never existed before. So there is no reason not use Instagram. And what about the quality? Quality is such a great, okay? So Instagram allow you make a beautiful picture by providing some kind of beautiful filters, okay? Then usability, very simple to use. Okay, very simple. You know, you just open up the mobile application and just upload the file and use some kind of filter. Then, you know, you can make, you make a beautiful kind of professional pictures. Okay. Let's move on. You know, Alibaba is Taobao.com. You know, the eBay entered the Chinese market. Okay. Then they fight with, you know, Taobao.com. Then later, Taobao.com eventually won the game. Then eBay decided to quit the businesses in China. Okay. How it is possible? Because Chinese people perceive the Taobao.com much valuable than eBay.com. Although eBay.com was a professional and has a global network and has a long history. Okay, but, you know, the Taobao.com won the game. What makes the Taobao.com remarkable? Okay, because using Taobao.com is kind of free of charge. Okay, at the time, you know, in order to use eBay.com, you should pay for the, you know, fee. Okay, there is an insertion fee, finalized fees, you know, there are several fees. Okay, and eBay never gave up their fee system. So in order to use eBay, you should pay. But, you know, if you use Taobao.com, you don't have to pay. Okay, so why not? So there's no reason not to use Taobao.com. So that's why Taobao.com was very, very successful. Please remember, the first P was product. Okay, product, good product is a prerequisite for your marketing. Okay, next P is promotion. Okay, remember the promotion. Well, the purpose of the promotion is to disseminate your information regarding your service and product to the consumers. Why is it important? Because without these activities, consumers don't know who you are and don't know about your product, you know, about your services. So this activity is very important. You know, like this, you know, promotion is very similar to the advertisement. You advertise your service and your product to the consumers. So you pay for the promotion fee to advertise your product, you know, at the subway station or inside the subway train. And also you put your advertisement on the billboard, you know, on the highway. Okay. This is kind of the promotion. Again, the purpose of the promotion is to disseminate your information to the consumers to make impression, okay, to make a great impression, okay, to the consumers. And then later you expect to have sales lead, okay, who is sales lead? Sales lead is the people who receive the promotion impression and who give some thought to purchase your product, but they didn't purchase yet, okay? They are not actual consumers, but they are consumers who have interest in your product, okay? Then later you try to make this, you know, sales lead, the prospect, okay? Who is a prospect? Prospect is a sales lead who actually purchases your product. It's a kind of the paying consumers, okay? So again, what is the purpose of the promotion? The first one, you want to make an impression, okay? In order to generate the sales lead and eventually turns this sales lead to paying consumer, okay? Well, how to make a great impression to the consumers? Well, there are two steps. Okay, two step. It's all about the message. Okay, all about the message. Remember that. So your question is, how to make a great message? Okay, message make a good impression. How to make a great message? In order to make a great message, please remember two steps. The first one, you need to make a very simple message. Okay, very simple one. And your message should be aligned with your value proposition. Okay? Well, I will give you an example. What about Apple's messaging? It's a think different. Wow, it's a think different. This is a simple message and and very well aligned with the value proposition of the Apple. Okay, if the consumer purchases Apple, then they perceive themselves as different. Okay, and what about McDonald's? The message of the McDonald's was I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Okay, this message is very well aligned with the McDonald's value proposition. What it is, it's a kind of a family love. Okay, and fast food family love. And Levi's, okay, jean, Levi's jean. The message of the Levi's, the quality never goes out of style. Okay, so we emphasized on quality. So this message is well aligned with the Levi's jeans, the quality or value proposition. And 3M, yes, innovation, right? And eBay, buy it, sell it, love it. And Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. And the Hallmark card, when you care enough to send out your best. Wow, it's a great message and well aligned with the Hallmark value proposition. And you know what it is, it's Budweiser, right? Budweiser's message was king of beer, right? It's a great message, okay? High quality beer, wow, okay? So these are all messages in order to make a great impression. Okay, I want to give you a kind of popular and commonly used technique for the promotion. Okay, first one is flyers. Okay, flyers. You can make a simple flyers because it is very cheap, right? And also you can distribute these flyers on street, okay, very well. And, you know, this is a kind of example of the flyers. You know, Jeep Car, when Jeep Car started their businesses, they created some kind of postcard flyers and distribute these postcard flyers on street. Okay, that's it. This is a simple and popular technique for the promotion. Still popular. Okay, next one is a promotion video. Okay, you can film your service or your product, okay? Then video marketing can be most powerful way in these days because, you know, it reach out the mass consumers very quickly, reach out the millions of people within a short period of time. And also you don't have to pay too much money, right? And I will show you some interesting, the promotion video. Okay. Let's watch it together. It will take around 3 minutes. Okay, what do you think? From this video, you understand, you know, the value proposition of the product, right? It's you know, you understand immediately from this video. So you know, 200 million people already watched this video. It means you reach out 200 million people in short period of time with a very efficient, you know, the marketing expense, right? So it's a really good way of the promotion. Okay, next popular technique for the promotion is referral marketing. Well, referral marketing basically, you know, that the means that the company asks the consumers to invite their friends. Okay, so their friends, you know, can be recommended by their friend, right? So why it's important? Because people feel more comfortable when the product or services, you know, recommended by their friends or family members, by someone who they know or they trust. You know, throughout the referral marketing, the companies can reduce the sales expense and increase the sales cycle, right? And so many companies already involved in the referral marketing. Okay, I will give you an example. You know, Uber, you know, involved in referral marketing. And also the Airbnb, you know, Airbnb asked the current consumers to invite friends, okay, into the Airbnb service. So the referral marketing was a proven promotion technique, okay? Okay, another technique is influencer marketing. And, you know, these days we have a lot of influencers from the YouTube, from the TikTok, from the Instagram. And then the startups can use influencer as a kind of marketing tool, right? And why using influencers is important? Because influencers, you know, offer some kind of social proof. It means people trust influencers' recommendation. So the influencer, if the influencer endorsed one of the, you know, the service or product, then the people believe it, right? And second reason is influencer marketing is relatively cheap compared to the mass marketing. Okay, so it is a kind of cost-effective technique. So, so you can use influencer marketing, right? And getting an influencer to favorably review or promote your product, then you can get credibility, right? I will give you an example, real life, real startup example that use influencer marketing very well. This startup is Gymshark. Have you heard about the Gymshark? Okay, Gymshark right now is, I think, a $3 billion value company. Gymshark started 2012 from the UK, and this company, you know, is making some clothes for the gym, okay? This is a Gymshark. So the Gymshark is a UK-based fitness apparel and accessory brand. And it was started just 2012 by young kids in UK. And then, you know, the special thing of the Gymshark is that the Gymshark involved in influencer marketing much faster than the other startups. So rather than spending the money on traditional advertising, Gymshark work with fitness, you know, the influencers or bodybuilders or fitness models. Okay, then it works. It perfectly works. And then Gymshark became so popular and grew rapidly, and then later became the unicorn company. Okay, so the Gymshark collaborate with the fitness, you know, influencers, and you know, Gymshark sent the free product to them, to the influencer like Steve Cook and Nikki, and then built the brand credibilities. Okay, very quickly. Okay, look at the picture. You know, his name was Chris Bumstead. He's a professional, the bodybuilder. He won five times the national, you know, global award. Okay, and then, you know, his name was Steve Cook. He's also, you know, very handsome, you know, bodybuilder maybe. And, you know, Nikki, she's a fitness model. Anyway, so the Gymshark collaborated with those famous influencers. Okay, then their marketing activities was very successful. Okay, another one is free trials. What do you mean by free trial? You just simply offer the free trials, you know, to the consumers for a limited period. Okay, so kind of just 1 month free trials. Okay. And it makes the impression that your company and your product can be trusted. Okay, just use it. Use it for free for 1 month. If you are satisfied, then you can continue to use. It provides an opportunity to the consumers to compare your product with others, okay, without any money. So the example would be the Dropbox. The Dropbox engages in the free trial, the technique for the promotion, right? Dropbox offered 2 gigabytes of the cloud storage for free to all the users. And then if the users invite their friend, and the Dropbox gave additional storage capacity. And then after that, what happened? You know, user space grew dramatically from 100,000 to 4 million users in 15 months. Okay, it is all because of the success of the promotion, which is a free trial. What about Canva? Okay, if you use a Canva, then you register for the Canva, then you can get the chance to use the Canva for free 1 month. It's a Canva free trials. Well, what about guerrilla marketing? Have you heard about guerrilla marketing? You know, guerrilla marketing involved in a low-cost campaign. And then it is a very creative campaign, and it has certain limit of time, okay, certain limit of area. Okay, so for example, you know, this is the BrewDog's guerrilla marketing. You know, I remember that in 2011 or 2012, you know, BrewDog opened up the new bar, and then, you know, BrewDog founders drove the tank, you know, military weapon, you know, drove the tank on the street of the UK. And of course, you know, this event attract tons of people's attention. And also media covered this story. This is one of the examples of the guerrilla marketing. It's very creative, you know, very cool, and, you know, catch the attention, okay? What about Uber? You know, in 2013, Uber created a very specialized event, which is Uber Kitten. You know, Uber delivered adaptable kittens on demand to the people, right? And they received the donation. And also, you know, you can Google it, and there is several pictures. Okay, it's a kind of crazy and cool, very cute. Okay, because people love, you know, kitten. So what about the result? You know, the national press, you know, media covered this story, and also massive download, you know, occurs later on. Okay, so it is a very successful promotion, which is. You know, guerrilla marketing. Remember, guerrilla marketing. Okay. When you engage in guerrilla marketing, you should come up with a very creative idea. Okay. Let's move on. Getting publicity. Getting publicity means, you know, you use publicity because the publicity is kind of literally free and viral. Okay. And publicity give you some kind of credibility. What I mean by publicity? If the media cover your story, then you get the publicity. So please try to contact with media, okay? So next P is price. Price is very important. Some people said that the ultimate purpose of the marketing is to decide your great, you know, your optimum prices, okay? So the price, poor pricing kills startup. Do you remember the price of the Warby Parker? You know, what happened if they keep just $50, you know, eyeglasses? Then probably they cannot reach out the profitability. Okay, they gave up additional $50 as a profit. So the poor pricing can kill the startup. Okay. So as a startup founder, you'd better find out optimum price. Optimum price is not maximum price. Optimum price reports to the highest price that you produce your desired level of the sales in your target market. Okay, it's not maximum, it is optimum. Okay, do you remember the Warby Parker? Warby Parker, you know, try to find out optimum price ranges, then they send out the survey, then they found that, you know, the willingness to pay is increased up to $100. And then after that, their willingness to pay is decreased. Okay. So their optimum price was how much? $100. Okay. If they try to find out maximum dollars, maximum money, maximum prices, then, you know, they can put any number of prices. What about $200? What about $300? Okay. But we are going to find out the optimum prices. Okay, so in order to find out your optimum prices, you understand your consumer's willingness to pay, of course, and also you think about three C's. The first C is cost, your cost of production. Second C is your consumer's preference. Third C is your competitor's prices. Okay, don't set your prices based on your cost. Okay, and your prices beyond your cost. What other factors? You know, your demand of the consumers and your values perceived by consumers. Okay. And the price set by competing company. Okay. Your competitors set up certain kind of price ranges and you report to those price ranges. And the last one, your strategies. Okay. Your strategy can impact on your pricing. Okay. Those factors can impact on your decision of your prices. To find out your optimum price. I want to give you several pricing strategy. Okay, first one is penetrate the pricing strategy. Penetrating pricing strategy refers to the pricing strategy that set up kind of low prices. Why? Because you want to get the market share. You want to penetrate this market. Okay, so your purpose is to gain market share very quickly. So that's why you set up low price ranges. Okay, think about Amazon.com. when Amazon.com started their businesses, Amazon.com, you know, provide at least 20 or 30% discount. Okay, this is kind of penetration pricing strategy. What about skimming strategy? Skimming strategy refers to setting the prices at the highest level in the market. Okay, the highest level in the market, right? And then later you raise down your prices gradually. Okay, this is a skimming prices strategy. Okay, next pricing strategy was, you know, odd even pricing strategy. You know, this strategy, you know, has been commonly used, okay, in the real field. Okay, what it is, you know, you can set your prices that end in the number 579. This is the odd pricing. Or you can set the prices that ends in just zero. This is the kind of, you know, even number pricing. What is the difference between odd number and even number? You know, if your product is kind of a cheap product, then you'd better put the odd number, such as $9.99. Okay, then the consumers perceive your product is kind of cheap. But if your product is kind of a luxurious product, like a Hermes woman's bag, then you'd better put the, you know, even number, such as, you know, my product cost $10,000, $20,000. If you put just, you know, $9,999, you know, it is not working very well in the department store. You know what I mean? So based on your quality of the product, you can choose odd number or even number pricing. Okay? Please remember that. And next one, the partitioned pricing. Partitioned pricing means you set the price for the baseline service first, then you charge additional price for the additional services. Okay, it has been used a lot in these days, you know, like this. This is the basic price line, basic price $9. But if consumers need additional services or additional, so the based on their choice, and you can charge additional $1, $2, $3. Okay, this is the partitioned pricing. Okay? Which is very useful. Next one is captive pricing. Captive pricing is very, very well aligned with your the bait and hook business model. If your business model is based on, you know, the bait and hook business model, then you can use captive pricing. Captive pricing means you set up the prices for one item relatively cheap, then charging much higher price for the expendable use. You know what I mean? For example, Keurig espresso machine. You set up the relatively cheap price for the machine itself, but you charge a little bit expensive price for the coffee pot. Okay, then you can make money from the coffee pot. Okay, this is the captive pricing. What about price aligning? Price aligning strategy is the kind of a practice of the setting the three or four or five, you know, different prices. Okay, in order to use price aligning, then you should have different three different or four different types of the services or product. For example, you know, this is an Apple iPad, and Apple prepared for several different types of iPad. Okay, the first one is the high-quality iPad, middle-quality iPad, and the low-quality iPad. And based on the quality, based on the function, you know, the Apple charge different prices. Okay, the high-function, high-quality iPad, you know, it's very expensive. And low-function and low-quality iPad is relatively cheap. Okay, this is a price lining, okay? Well, so this could be additional pricing strategy. For example, you can provide your product and service almost for free, but you can make money from advertisement like Google or like the Facebook, right? And another one is your product can be free. Your product can be free, but the service is different, right? So you can charge very expensive prices for the service, okay? So free product, service different. And, you know, mostly free, but you pay for premium service. So this product price, pricing strategy is well aligned with a freemium business model. Okay. So next P and last P is place. So what is the place? The purpose of the place is to put the right product at the right prices, at the right places, at the right time. Okay, this is the purpose of the place. Okay, so I want to give you an example about the placement. What is the placement? So for example, Coca-Cola's vending machine. Okay, vending machine. We can access the Coca-Cola very easily. Okay, throughout the vending machine. In front of the dormitory, or in front of the library, in front of the grocery store, just on the street. And there are a lot of, or inside the subway, there are a lot of vending machines. Then you can easily access the Coca-Cola, right? So the vending machine is one of the great placement strategy of the Coca-Cola. So the Coca-Cola was very successful, because of the vending machine idea, okay, which is a placement strategy. And what about car dealership? Okay, it's car dealership located in the great location, and they attract the consumers and connect the car company and car buyers. Okay, this is kind of a placement strategy, right? But think about it. If your business is a mobile application, then, how can the consumers reach out your product? Okay, the consumers cannot download your mobile application from the vending machines. Okay? And the consumers cannot meet your product at the car dealership. Okay? So where consumers can meet your product, which is a mobile application. Yes, of course, consumers should go to App Store. Okay? App Store provided by mobile company. Okay? Such as Apple, such as Samsung Electronics, something like that, right? Okay, so the placement. We need to think about distribution channel and consumer access point and channel partners. Okay, for example, distribution channel means how and where the product reaches the consumers. Okay, app stores or parking lot or vending machine. Those are all distribution channel or, grocery stores. Okay, if your product is just a snack, then the consumers can purchase your product at the grocery store, right? This is a distribution channel. And second element is consumer access point. Okay, consumer access point. How can consumers purchase your product? Yes, consumer physically visit the grocery store. Okay, they should visit the grocery store physically and purchase the grocery, your snack physically. Or consumers can simply open up the mobile application and place the order to purchase the snack. It's about the digital. So the consumers can meet your product through the digital or through the physical, the stores. Okay, this is a consumer access point. And the last one is, channel partners. You can make a partnership with your channels, okay? For example, retailers, you can partner with the retailers. You can partner with the convenience store, okay? So then the consumers can meet your product very easily. I will give you an example. Have you heard about Kakao Hair Shop? Kakao Hair Shop is not just physical, hair salon. Kakao Hair Shop is just mobile application to connect hair salon and the users or consumers, okay? And you can just download this application through through your smartphone. If you have a Kakao or the mobile application, which is Messenger app, then you can easily get the Kakao Hair Shop. Okay, it's pretty easy, right? And if you go to the Kakao partners, real hair salon, then you can find out this X banner like this. Then, throughout this X banner, you realize that, oh my God, this store, this, hair salon, partnered with Kakao Hair Shop. So I can make a reservation. I can make a reservation easily from the Kakao Hair Shop. I don't have to call this, beauty salon directly later. Something like that. This is a partner network. Okay. And you know, I went to the myrealtrip.com. Have you heard about myrealtrip.com? Myrealtrip.com is a very well known, you know, the travel company in Korea. And then if you visit this website, you can find out the, you know, very unique icon, you know, at the bottom. You know, this is a consumer service. Consumer service, which is a chatbot, but myrealtrip.com didn't make this consumer service chatbot. Okay, there is another very famous chatbot company. Okay, so the chatbot company provide these types of function attached with myrealtrip.com website. Okay, so we cannot find out this chatbot company, you know, the other way, but we can easily find out this chatbot company throughout the other company's website. You know what I mean? This is a kind of placement. Okay, so please think about, you know, where can you locate your product or services so that consumers easily find out your product and services. Okay, so these are all marketing 4 P's. Okay, from product, you know, promotion, price, and placement. Okay, thank you for listening.